We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
It's time
to wake up.
DJ Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for like news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter, they're on Facebook, they're, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Good morning, USA.
Hey, fam, it's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. The weekend is here. Good morning to you. How you feeling out there? Where you at, Yee?
I'm in Atlanta.
Are y'all in ATL?
Yes, sir. I'm in Atlanta. It's been a long day, but it's been great. Yesterday, I actually had a chance to talk to Julie Talbot, who is our president of Premier Networks. That's the company that syndicates The Breakfast Club in all these markets over 100 cities every morning.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the whole Atlanta family out there. And shout out to iHeartRadio. You know, I was out in Atlantic City. You know, the car show is in 2 weeks. So we just got to make sure everything is right. Like I said, I usually do indoor events, indoor arenas. So this time we're doing it outdoors. A lot of things that you don't necessarily think of when you rent an indoor arena. You got water. You have bathrooms. You have toilets. You have electricity. You don't have to worry about the elements outside. So we just wanted to make sure we protect people if it's too hot to have misting tents. If it starts to rain, we have tents to cover people. We have picnic tables. We have food trucks and all that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That is August 14th in Atlantic City. So we're making it a weekend. Friday night's an all-white party. Saturday's the car show. And then Sunday is educational. We're going to do a real estate seminar. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. Your favorite celebrity cars from Lil Uzi Vert, French Montana, Fabolous, Lil' Kim, Nas's cars, Currency. Am I forgetting anybody? And that's about it. We got a lot of special surprises, so it's gonna be a lot of fun. So definitely get your tickets. And Yee's coming down with her juices, right?
Yes, Drink Fresh Juice. We should be there as well. We actually just started selling it yesterday in our juice bar, Juices for Life in Brooklyn. So,
Yes.
So we'll see Friday, and I'm so excited. Y'all don't even understand. It's been a lot. I have to go to Miami today too. So
what's going on in Miami?
I'm hosting a Bitcoin conference on a yacht.
Okay. Nice.
And Rick Ross is performing. I know it's very odd.
On
but
a yacht?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called the Seafair. I think it's like supposed to be the biggest yacht in Miami or something like that. So it is open to the public if anybody is in Miami and is like, I want to learn more about Bitcoin. I was actually excited to do it because I do want to learn more about it. So
okay. All right. Well, today the brothers from EYL will be joining us. Earn Your Leisure. They'll be here talking about a lot of the stuff that they're doing in a new festival that they have coming up called Invest Fest. We'll talk to them about that. And also comedian D-Ray Davis will be joining us. Shout out to D-Ray, comedian Davis. He's going to be in New York all weekend performing at Caroline's Comedy Club. So we're going to chop it up with him. He's always a cool dude. I seen him in a club. What club? I was in Atlanta, actually. And, you know, I love D-Ray. He always shows a lot of support. He always shows The Breakfast Club a lot of support. So when I was in a club, I bought him a bottle. And he was like, he walked up to me. He was like, nobody's ever bought me a bottle. I'm like, bro, if you don't get out of here, I'm just giving you your flowers, man. I love you to death. We love you. He was just so happy. So
shout out. I thought you were trying to... Okay.
Trying to what?
Nothing.
I can't get my brother a bottle?
No, you can.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about what I'm sure you guys want to talk about, the draft. So we'll discuss that. And then we are going to talk about Joe Biden speaking on the pandemic and some new incentives to encourage people to get vaccinated.
All right. We'll get into all that next. Keep it locked. I'm so Charlamagne is on his way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now let's talk basketball. Russell Westbrook traded to the Lakers.
You didn't anticipate that, did you?
I knew he was going around. I was hoping maybe he'd come to the Knicks, but Lakers, I mean, I guess that is a super team. I mean, right? He was traded for Kyle Kuzma and two other players. I think that's a great look. I mean, I think the Lakers are going to be a competitor. I think the Brooklyn Nets, is going to be Brooklyn Nets and the Lakers next year. That's just my opinion, early predictions. Now, in the draft, Cade Cunningham was picked number one. He went to the Detroit Pistons. Jalen Green was picked number two to the Houston Rockets. And Evan Mobley was picked number three, went to the Cavaliers. Top three players.
All right. Now, President Joe Biden is really trying to make sure that people are getting vaccinated. And he wants to do more to incentivize vaccination, offering $100 to people who get vaccinated and also reimbursing small and medium-sized businesses for offering employees paid leave to get their family members vaccinated. Here's what he had to say.
So today, I'm calling on all states and local governments to use funding they have received, including from the American Rescue Plan, to give $100 to anyone who gets fully vaccinated. I know the pain people who get vaccinated might sound unfair to folks who've gotten vaccinated already. But here's the deal. If incentives help us beat this virus, I believe we should use them.
I mean, I'm with him. If they're saying that, you know, more vaccinated people are allowed the country to open up and less people dying, I totally agree. But my problem is, where are we getting this money from? It just seems like we just print money like it's nothing. It seems like we were in debt, but now all of a sudden we just press money. We give money. Here's $100. Oh, we're going to do more stimulus checks. Where is this money coming from? When do we pay it back?
I mean, it is literally a life or death situation right now, though. Mm-hmm. So at a time like this, you do have to figure it out. Now, he did say at this time, no COVID-19 vaccine has received full approval from the FDA, and that might be contributing to vaccine hesitancy. But he did say that you have to take into consideration people's religious beliefs, mm-hmm. and so make sure people's personal beliefs are taken into consideration as well. And I know we've been having all these conversations about how you can still get the virus even if you are vaccinated, right?
Right.
And what they are saying is this Delta variant spreads so quickly, it's like the chicken pox. So even if you're vaccinated, you can get it just like any unvaccinated person. The difference is that the vaccine does prevent more than 90% of severe disease, but it may be less effective at preventing infection or transmission. So you can still spread it through community. That's why they want everybody to, even if you're vaccinated, continue to wear your mask indoors. And it does reduce the risk, if you're vaccinated, of severe disease or death tenfold. And it also reduces the risk of infection threefold.
Right. All right. I just wonder what's next for the U.S. as far as, are they going to shut the country back down, or are they going to slow things up?
They're not saying that. Lollapalooza is going on right now in Chicago. But, you know, they are saying, even if you're vaccinated, make sure you wear that mask.
Gotcha.
So.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
You said, all right.
Oh, no, I thought we lost you for a second.
No. I thought you were saying, all right, well, that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Again, the number is 800-585-1051. Maybe you're having a great weekend. Or maybe Charlamagne just walked in. What up, Charla? 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle.
then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav?
Hey, ye.
Hey, Trav.
What's up, babe?
What's up, boo?
What's up, Char?
Peace, sis. What's happening?
How you?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I want to talk about Lil Boosie, man. Mm-hmm. Like, Lil Boosie is homophobic, bro. This man said he was going to drag Lil Nas off the stage and beat his ass.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. That was quite foolish.
I can't believe that somebody who did a Lil Fergie song got Donkey of the Day and not Lil Boosie.
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy who did the Lil Fergie song is actually affecting the whole United States of America, bro. Like, you know, and as I said during Donkey of the Day yesterday, I know that we pay attention to certain things, but it's a much bigger fish, you know, out here to be fried in this country right now.
Yeah. I get that. And I want to say one more thing, man. People got to stop trying to force me to be mad at the baby, yo. Like, I don't think the baby was being homophobic. I do think that the baby made a very, very dumb comment, comments, especially about people that may be living with HIV or AIDS, which that can be, you know, straight or gay or man or woman. And I do think that he made very dumb comments. I don't think that he was intentionally being homophobic. I don't think that he hates gay people.
Yeah, I don't think that was his intention. I mean, it's just about impact, though, right? I mean, people have a right to be offended.
Yeah, people definitely have a right to be offended. People definitely have
a right to be offended.
Nobody can make me be mad about something.
Okay, so you're not mad.
And Trav, you're a gay man. That's very important to say, because somebody might be listening to this and not know, you know, the history of you calling the show. You are a gay man.
Correct.
Yes. Sometimes I'm gay.
Sometimes.
Whoa. Oh, come on.
Now, wait a minute now.
What does that mean?
Now, Boosie, that sounds like Boosie when he said that little boys be trying to be straight now.
I'm trying to be straight out here, man.
No, he's not.
Goodbye,
Trav.
Bye.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Jay.
Jay, that sounds like a fake name, but what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, it's really Fee, but they usually hang up on me when I say
No way.
Fee.
So, why they hang up when you say Fee? But go ahead, bro. Get off your chest.
Man. I don't know. Is Charlamagne there yet?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, first, I want to say good morning, Angela Yee, a.k.a. Angela Lee, a.k.a. Goddess of the L.A.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. L.L. McKelvey.
Yes, sir.
A.k.a. Charlamagne the God.
Yes, sir. That's me.
A.k.a. Big Five Thanos.
What?
What?
What Thanos?
Thick thighs Thanos.
Triple T out here.
Thick thighs Thanos.
Triple T in these streets.
Yes, sir. And Mr. LaShawn Casey, a.k.a. Real Estate Poppy, a.k.a. No DJ Envy, the DJ that doesn't play the records on the radio.
All right.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. He doesn't play the records.
I want to thank you guys for feeding the culture. Like, you reach everybody from 0 to 100, people that doesn't have much and trying to start businesses, reaching people about their health, also financial and, you know, things like that.
All right.
What do you do? I'm just curious. What's your day to day?
Well, I'm actually blind. And the situation that I have today, I want to ask Dr. McKelvey. You know, I spoke to you on your birthday, and I have a lady friend who's trying to need some help getting a book published.
Oh, okay.
And you told me to reach out to you on IG, and we've been doing that ever since, and we're not getting any response.
All right, I'm going to follow up today.
Okay, and her name is Cian.
Cian?
Yes.
I got you, bro. I'm going to follow up today.
All right, brother. You have a good one.
I got you.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Olivia.
Hey, Olivia, get it off your chest.
Hi, just wanted to let you guys know that I love you, all of you guys. And what you guys are doing for the community is amazing. Charlamagne, you need to keep wax on Brilliant Idiot because he's amazing on there.
Lord have mercy. I got you.
and Envy, you guys need to like continue with the podcast. I know you guys are super busy, but like we miss you guys. And Angela, we love you. And we can't wait to see you guys go back in person.
Well, thank you so much.
Hopefully
we appreciate
the podcast
that.
Started back up next week. You know, Gia's pregnant and the car show's been crazy, but hopefully the plan is to get started back up next week.
We appreciate that energy,
thank you, though.
Thank you. And can I just shout out my Instagram?
Of course.
It's Vanilla Rose, V-A-N-I-I-L-L-A, Rose, R-O-S-E, all one word. It's a lot of positivity, fitness, family. Angela, especially you, if you can go follow me, it'll be amazing.
Yes, ma'am. I got you.
All right. Thank you, mama. Hello. Who's this?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, peace and blessings.
Porta potty guy. What's up?
Sean Stone.
Sean Stone.
Envy, my name is Sean Stone, brother.
Tell him stop playing with you, Sean. Tell him you're a grown-ass man. You're not porta potty guy no more.
My name is my name.
Hey, listen. Charlamagne, I want you to check out this girl. She's my friend, right? She's a motivational speaker. Her name is, on Instagram, is DRBEARD7_. She just also wrote a book, and I was trying to shoot my shot with her, man. If you guys wanted to help me, man.
So why you want me to check her out?
Well, she's an author. She's a black woman.
Oh, got you.
So that's why I wanted you to check her out. I want
to. He feels like if he could hook her up with something, then you know she's going to be like, "Oh, he's so amazing. I think I like him."
Oh, like if you get her a book deal or something, you know what I mean? Then you know,
there you go.
You think she might holler at you?
Well, if she gets to speak to you guys, because she don't believe that I know you guys. So if she gets to speak to you guys, then I maybe have a shot. I'm just wondering if you guys could help me out, man.
Yo, Sean, I just want to tell you real quick, like, you don't know us, you know what I'm saying? Like, we talk on the radio. We don't know each other, you know what I mean?
7 years, man. It's like I'm the distant cousin, you know what I mean? I'm just saying. I need y'all help.
Fair enough.
Help me out, man.
He's been supporting us and family.
What's her name?
Time.
We'll give her a big shout out so she'll know. What's her name?
Her name is Daphne Beard, and she loves Charlamagne. She loves the Breakfast Club. So can you give her a shout out, please?
Daphne what?
Beard.
Beard? Like beer?
Yeah. No, beard. Like
a beard.
Salute to Sean Stone's beard, Daphne.
Oh,
you know what I mean? We appreciate you, Queen.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the Breakfast Club.
Yes. But her Instagram is DRBEARD7_. Charlamagne, check her out. She's a great black woman, 33 years old, doing her thing. And we got the same birthday, September 20th. Crazy.
Oh, that's dope. She know you like her?
I really like her. And that's why I'm trying to shoot my shot. And I need your help, man. Please.
We shouting her out. I don't know what you...
Well, good luck.
No, but I'd rather call her on the radio. You know
nah,
I mean?
We not doing that.
You want to...
We not doing that.
Of course, Envy would say something like
we
that.
We not doing that. Nah, because we don't want setting up and up, and we don't know how this relationship going to go. We don't know...
Yeah, I don't like... You know what I mean?
We just don't know.
It might go great, though, Envy. Huh? Come on, that might be my wife, though, Envy. Hey, you never want to help me out, Envy. I'm in love with you.
That is true.
Well, send us the number. Did you just say you was in love with Envy? Send us the number, bro.
Anjali, I'm
going to
text you the number, okay?
A-D-M. Okay. All
right.
Okay,
have
gotcha.
Thanks. See, you set him up. We all know what that relationship goes.
I'm going to just let her know, like, look, man, Sean cashed out us $100 a piece and asked us to call you.
Because Sean be going through his, sometimes Sean be positive, sometimes Sean be, you know what I mean, you just don't know.
Yeah.
You set Sean
He's
up with
human.
You set Sean up with this lady and Sean wilds out. Then it's on you because you set up.
Well, that's every relationship. I do feel like that, though, when it comes to hooking my homegirls up with dudes, though. I'm like, I stay out of that.
I stay out of it. Nope, you're on your own.
I've done some great hookups where people have gotten married after, so.
Yeah, you know, there's some nasty ones too.
Yeah, some didn't work out.
Get it off your chest.
But I mean, that's life. I mean, you know, a lot of relationships don't work.
I just don't want to be a part of it.
But the ones that do, it feels great.
I just don't know Sean Stone like that. That's all.
She can make her own decision.
There you
can
go.
Be like, he likes you.
We shout out.
I don't really
out.
Know
there
him like
go.
That.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, and the connection between Dolly Parton and Whitney Houston. We'll tell you what Dolly Parton did that always reminds her of Whitney. And she actually used some money that she got because of Whitney Houston to do it.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's start with NBA. Russell Westbrook traded to the Lakers.
Yeah, Lakers gave up a lot. Kuzma, Harrell, Pope, and a first-round pick.
Pope, Harrell, yeah, and Kuzma.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Lakers need some shooters and more defense. Somebody like Kyle Lowry would have been a better fit with Davis and Braun. I can't see Russ working in a system where he's the third option. I don't know if Russ game complements Davis and Braun. Like, they got those big three at the top, but mm-hmm. the rest of the roster is thin, needs a lot of work.
Well, if they're able to work it together, boy, I think they're going to be a powerful team. I think it'll be them in the Nets next year.
No.
I think so.
Absolutely not.
Who do you think?
Out of the West, honestly, Klay Thompson come back healthy, bro. Golden State. Golden State with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, Wiseman still developing. I like the Warriors.
Nah, I think the Lakers.
And they just got a deeper roster.
All right, and then the draft was last night. Cade Cunningham went to the Pistons, number one pick. Number two pick was Jalen Green. He went to the Houston Rockets. And Evan Mobley, number three pick, went to the Cavaliers. Now, what else we got, Yee?
All right, well, Mark Zuckerberg is talking about Facebook's next product release, and looks like it's going to be the Ray-Ban smart glasses. So they said these comments came during an earnings call on Wednesday. And they're doing this in partnership with Essilor Luxottica. So basically, the glasses let you do some pretty neat things and make progress on the journey toward full augmented reality glasses
Lord
in
have
the future.
Mercy.
The intention is to one day be an all-out replacement for your phone.
I don't know if I want that. That's too close to the brain.
Well, some people use it now, though. They have like some kind
but
of
you
like,
put the phone right next to your head anyway, yeah, don't you?
Yeah, but what? Imagine the distractions you would have if you had on a Ray-Ban sunglasses that had the capability of your smartphone. Like, what did that even mean, by the way?
Well,
I'm sure
he
you
said
could
any
talk
media
into it and text from talking, and you can see it on your lens. It'd be ill.
You don't want that. in your life. You know what kind of distraction that would be?
Well, he also said last month at a tech conference in France, it can just be an app that your glasses project onto the wall, too. He said,
oh my God.
Any media, any art, any screen for any TV in the future won't actually need to exist physically.
That's dope.
People will never be paying attention to the world around them, ever. Like, at all.
Like, they pay attention now?
Exactly. The same way everybody looking down at their phones, they'll have their shades on. Everybody's going to look like Stevie Wonder because they're going to be in their own world with their shades on.
People are already in their own world right now.
Matter of fact, they're not going to look like
Stevie. When you're sitting at a restaurant, you look around, everybody's looking down at their phone.
That's right. Matter of fact, they're not going to look like Stevie Wonder because Stevie Wonder is way more aware of everything that's going on around him than those people would be.
Yeah.
All right, now Google has now banned sugar daddy apps from their Android store.
Hating
and
on
that
old
change
man.
Does take effect September 1st. So according to a notice to developers, they said we're updating the inappropriate content policy to institute new restrictions on sexual contact, specifically prohibiting compensated sexual relationships.
That's kind of hate, ain't it?
Why is that hate?
Because if the old rich man want to pay for poom poom, what's wrong with that?
Right now, the Google Play Store has Seeking Arrangement, Sugar Daddy Meet, and Sugar Daddy Dating that promises to connect wealthy people with younger or more attractive partners.
Don't even worry about it. Facebook got plenty of sugar daddies. Just going on over to Facebook, y'all. That's where all the sugar daddies at, okay?
How's it been going?
I don't need one.
You don't need one?
No.
All right, and let's talk about Biden. He is encouraging everybody to implement vaccine incentives where they live. You know, we told you yesterday in New York, if you get vaccinated, you get $100. Well, now he wants that to happen all over. Here's what he had to say.
So today, I'm calling on all states and local governments to use funding they have received, including from the American Rescue Plan, to give $100 to anyone who gets fully vaccinated. I know the pain people who get vaccinated, it might sound unfair to folks who've gotten vaccinated already. But here's the deal. If incentives help us beat this virus, I believe we should use them.
All of that is cool, but they would get more people to get the vaccine if it was fully approved by the FDA. I've been hearing a lot of people say that. They want to wait until the FDA fully approves the COVID vaccine before they get it. I think that's more than fair.
Right. And that was acknowledged, too. They released a statement. At this time, no COVID-19 vaccine has received full approval from the FDA, and this may be contributing to vaccine hesitancy across our country.
That's right.
We must ask the administration to craft any such mandate with care and consideration of our members' individual contraindications, as well as their closely held personal and religious beliefs.
Yeah, and I don't think...
But the CDC did say that this is just as transmissible as the chickenpox.
Huh?
So while
the Delta variant,
it's
transferable
just as like the chickenpox.
Right,
yeah,
that's cool. And I don't think companies should mandate the vaccine for employees until the FDA fully approves it. I think it's more than fair for people to say I don't want to get the vaccine until it's fully approved by the FDA.
What about in hospitals? Like if you work in a hospital,
what do you mean?
Because then you have to deal with people who have compromised immune systems, and so if you work in a hospital, I know a lot of people were concerned. And certain hospitals are saying you have to get vaccinated to work there.
But you can still pass it along if you're vaccinated or not, though, right?
Yeah, you definitely can. But it does lower the risk of you getting infected, even though they said this Delta variant, obviously anybody can still get it. So,
They are
saying everybody still has to wear masks indoors. They say vaccines prevent more than 90% of severe disease, but it may be less effective at preventing infection or transmission, therefore more breakthrough and more community spread despite vaccination.
Hey, all of that's, I'm sure all of that's true. All I'm saying is I can understand people who say they want to wait until it's fully approved by the FDA to get it. I think that's a very responsible and logical answer.
I think so as well.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
Yeah, they can't expect people to just take something that's not approved.
Listen,
you can't force people to take something that's not approved.
That's more of a logical answer than it's going to be a microchip that's in my body. You know what I mean?
It's
going to make me Magneto.
They created an agency to approve these vaccines and approve these things to make sure people are safe. And now they're saying they're forcing people or they want people to take it and it's not approved. That sounds wild.
Well, I mean, it's an emergency, but you know, there's a whole process to get approval, and I don't think they can just do that. It's just emergency use now. It takes longer.
So
like
if people want to wait until it's fully approved, I don't see a problem.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, they're not working on it, but yes. So
All right, well, that is your front page news. Now, when we come back, we got the brothers from EYL joining us this morning.
That's right, the Earn Your Leisure podcast. You can also listen to that on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. But they got something that they're doing called InvestFest.
That's right. We're going to talk to them in August when we come back, so don't move. August of this year. We'll talk to them when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests joining us this morning.
Yes, sir.
From the Earn Your Leisure podcast, we have Rashad and Troy. Welcome, fellas.
What's going on?
What's up, family?
First, I want to say thank you guys for supporting and coming through to my car show in Atlanta. You guys had a pop-up. As soon as you guys walked in, you would see all type of amazing cars from pink Wraiths to blue Lambos to all types of things. So I want to say thank you guys for supporting and sponsoring me, man. I really appreciate it.
Carcella was a vibe, man. Thank you for having us. And that was a really dope experience for me because I haven't been to a car show in a very long time. So to be out there and to, you know, catch the vibe, ran into Raekwon randomly.
I'm like, where'd you get that picture?
That was dope. Yeah. And just so much love, man. We sold merch. We had, you know, a lot of our friends bought cars out there. So
yeah, shout out to the Atlanta team.
Cars
are depreciating assets, right?
Not right now.
Not right now? Really?
Not right now. If you know what you're doing, it's the best time to sell because cars are going 20, 30, 40,000 over sticker price. So if you have a car and you want to make money, this is the time to sell your car.
Yeah.
So it's a good investment now?
It can be. Right? Mm-hmm. If you're not using it, you could put it on Toro and make an investment. It pays for itself. So it doesn't have to be.
Break that down. What is that?
Yeah.
Toro's like Airbnb for cars.
Okay.
So, like, you know, it's very similar to, you know, you have a house or an apartment and you can Airbnb it out. So Toro's the same thing. So it really works well with, like, let's say you're living in a city where you might not be in, or it's like you might not need a car. The average person only uses a car for a couple hours a day, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. So, like, you might have your car just sitting for 10 hours a day. So you can Toro it out and have other people driving it. So it's just like Airbnb for cars. So
It's crazy.
It's really dope. Yeah. I don't think it's legal in New York yet, right?
No, not in New York. Yeah. But like I've seen people and heard stories where it's like I drop my car at the train station and I go to work on the train. I'm there 10 hours a day. Somebody could pick up my car from the train, use it for the 10 hours that I'm at work.
Wow.
They'd be back at the train station by the time I get home. I drive it home. And now if I do that 3 times a month, I've already made the car payment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, y'all know how to make money off everything.
And then shout out to Credit Dude. He put me on to Swap-A-Lease. You know
what
Swap-A-Lease
What's that?
Swap-A-Lease is dope where it's like you can take over somebody's car payments or somebody's lease. So it's like, let's say somebody has a Wraith, right? And they put $50,000
down.
Oh,
he had to go that high. That's what I'm saying. You could have went
to Toyota. It's okay to act your wage, Rashad. Don't let them shame you. Act your wage, Rashad.
Jeez. A lot of change.
Let's say they had like $1,200 a month for their car payment, but they fell into hard times. So now they need to get rid of that. So now you can take it over, but they might only like pay for 2 months. So now technically, like you get the car, you don't have to put the down payment. You're just making it. And then now what you do, you put that on Toro.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're actually making money on it.
Wow.
So the car game is crazy, man. It's a lot of ways to make money on a car. So that the days of saying like the car is a depreciating asset is kind of over because now you can actually make money with a car if you do it correctly.
Wow. Wow.
Now let's talk about this InvestFest that I see you guys announced a week ago.
Sir.
Now InvestFest, what is InvestFest?
InvestFest. So, you know, I always looked at all these different festivals like Coachella. Essence Fest, Rolling Loud. They just had Rolling Loud, South by Southwest. And I'm like, the festival's field is just so dope, right? Where it's like thousands of people come together. It's a community. But I'm like, there's nothing like that, for my knowledge, for business and finance. So I'm like, all right, well, we got a huge platform. Why don't we put together the first finance investing festival, InvestFest. So InvestFest is going to combine everything that we love, culture, but it's going to combine the elements that we become popular for as far as investing and entrepreneurship. So we got a dope lineup: Hill Harper, 19 Key, Jim Jones, Fabulous, MG the Mortgage Guy, John Henry, shout out to my boy Ian Dunlap, Wall Street Trapper, Ronnie Brown, Neo, just added to the lineup. So we're going to have 200 small business vendors, kind of like Essence Fest, where it's like we're going to have a room with like 200 small business vendors where you can sell anything that you want, like, you know, merch, candles, all kinds of stuff like that. We're going to have 20 food trucks outside. And then we're going to have like live podcasts. We're going to have fireside chats. We're going to have performances. So
don't forget the EYL truck.
The EYL truck will be there. So we really just wanted to just have a thing where it could be an annual event. It's going to be in Atlanta the last weekend of August, and it's going to be, God willing, an annual event that gets bigger and bigger every single year.
Yeah.
And just kind of be like a pilgrimage for anybody that's interested in investing or business. You can come there, you can network with thousands of people, and you can just get game. So that's something that we put together. It's the weekend of August 27th, and we really, really excited about it.
So many times we've heard people, like, especially in the celebrity world or entertainment world, like, oh, they were an early investor in something, right? Whether it be Ring or it was Google. And we kind of sat there like, how come we've never been invited to these type of situations? Mm-hmm. And so rather than complain about it, we said, let's create one, right? So now we got commerce and culture blended together in one place, right? So if I have a startup company, this is a place for me, mm-hmm. right? If I'm a VC and I'm looking for startups, this is the place for me. So now it's not like this invite-only society. We're bringing it for our culture, by us, for them.
That's what I love about it. I love the fact that y'all blending culture with financial literacy, because, you know, you can have a million music festivals.
Yeah. Right,
you know what I mean? But what about some festivals that actually teach y'all people something? Let's make that fly. Let's make that fresh. Yeah.
And they do have it. White people do this all the time. And I'm just happy that now we have our own.
Yeah,
right? You know what I mean? It's the same thing else. It's they have these festivals and these events, and they get 10, 20, 30,000 people. And half the time, what they're saying, they don't even know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're lying to our people. So I was really excited to see this, because now it's somebody who was in the business, that invests in the business, that has people that invest in the business, not just real estate, not just stocks and bonds, not just Toro, not just this, that, and the other, not just trucking, but you have a whole heap of people that's in one place. A lot of times people come and be like, you know what? I don't want to do stocks and bonds, so this might not be for me.
Yeah. Right.
All right, mm-hmm. Well, that part is not for you, but we have trucking. I don't want to do trucking. Well, we have vending. Well, I don't want to do vending. Well, we have real estate. I don't want to do real estate. And that's what I love about it. It's so many different angles where people can just learn. Or you can do them all. Like,
That's the thing.
That's what I think.
We really wanted to, like, that's what our podcast pretty much is. Like, a little bit of everything. So that's what we wanted to make InvestFest, like a smorgasbord. And we wanted to make it where it's not about us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's called InvestFest. It's not like EYL Fest. And we're going to do other things where it's just us, like live podcasts and stuff like that. But for this, we wanted to just take our name out of it and highlight other people and really give a platform. And it's like, people have just been really receptive. Like, shout out to Jim Jones. We was in the studio with him and we was telling him about it. He's like, why am I not invited? I need to be a part of this Capo coin. I need to talk about it. So I'm like, come on. So we've been getting a lot of that since we announced it. A bunch of people been hitting us up like, yo, I need to be a part of this. How can I get down? So, you know, it's been dope.
What are going to be some of the other panels?
So we got a crypto panel. Mm-hmm. We got a real estate panel, stocks,
venture capital, international investing. We got mental wellness. We got investing for your kids. It's a lot. What else we got?
Music,
culture and music,
and
combined.
Crypto.
Yep.
So yeah, we got pretty much like a lot of different things.
All right, we got more with Earn Your Leisure when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the brothers from EYL, Earn Your Leisure. Now, on your podcast, you guys interview so many people. So how do you know who's legit and who's fake? How do y'all go through to see who's actually doing it?
A lot of stuff. So this year, we actually, a lot of things that we did on the podcast previously, we actually starting businesses with. So like trucking, once again, shout out to Alex. We know he's legit because we actually have a truck,
right?
And he held our hand through it, and it's been up and running for about 3 months now.
Yeah.
We have positive cash flow. It's ups and downs like anything, but we went through his portal, got the driver, got the CDL, got all of that stuff,
process,
and now we up and running, and you know the truck is on the road. Shout out to everybody that's been seeing the truck. Our boy Vendor Biz Kashif.
We're
about to put vending machines in our high school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the ultimate litmus test, right?
Yeah.
If you can actually do it. Shout out to Wall Street Trapper and shout out to Ian. They both have taught us a lot about stocks, and we're in group chats and we made money off of plays that they actually told us. Matt, we buy real estate with Matt. So, you know what I mean? We know, like,
Matt has saved a zillion and more people that listen to this Breakfast Club all the time.
So that's my new thing, honestly, because it's like, you know, there's always different things where it's like somebody might not be who they say, whatever. So my new thing is like, all right, let me run a play with you. Like,
exactly. I see for myself. At least I can co-sign you if anybody.
That's the motto. It was like, I always say this. It's like, we're going to give you the information. The application's on you, right? We'd be a fool not to actually apply the information we're getting to. It's like you said, everything that we have somebody come on, they give us information. It's like, all right, let's see if we can do this. And now that we have a resource in the person who taught it, it makes it a lot easier. All right, we're just going to call you. All right, vending machine. Where should I be getting the vending machines from? Right, where do I get the suppliers from, and he's giving that play to us directly where we don't have to find it, you know what I'm saying?
And it's a good good play for both, because now it's good marketing for them, because they can say, okay, Earn Your Leisure made money by using, you know, my technique. And then also it's a revenue stream for us, but it also lets us know, like, all right, this is something that can actually work in real life. So we plan on doing that with Airbnb.
Yep.
We plan on doing that with mobile homes, because these are things that we already have relationships with these people. So it's like, why not make money with them also? So
that's crazy. As you're saying that, we actually turned the vending biz into two businesses. It was crazy. So we obviously knew that we needed to have somewhere to store the stuff, right? And we needed to travel with it. And so we were like, all right, well, how can we benefit from this? So we actually going to get a Sprinter. And now the Sprinter is going to carry all the supplies to the school, number one. But then number two, we're going to wrap it, and it's going to turn to something on Turo where we can lease out the Sprinter.
Wow.
So the school's only going to be operating from 7:30 to 3, but people need the Sprinter at night, or they might need to take it to the airport. That's now you got two businesses operating off from one.
And it's like, when you look at Earn Your Leisure too, we employ a lot of people, a lot of black people. So it's like, for that vending machine business, it's like, we don't have time to run vending machines, but you know, our young boy, shout out to Abdullah.
Yes, sir.
And
Dominique. Yep.
So these are young kids that went to the same high school as us, but they're a lot younger than us. So this is their opportunity to be business partners with us, and they're going to run the day-to-day operations. So we do that with a lot of businesses that we're in, where it's like, we might not have time to actually run it, but we have other friends of ours that we grew up with, and so that's really group economics, and that's how we look at it. So all of these different businesses, there's at least like 5 to 10 people that's getting employed, that's making money, that's becoming entrepreneurs. So it's like, a lot of times people are so, like, we're so critical of each other, black people, for some reason, I don't know what, we're so critical of each other, but we never peel back the layers. Like, even going to Envy's car show, it's like, all right, Envy's got a car show, he made so much money, but look how many people was employed from being at
allegedly
that car
made
show.
So much allegedly.
No, I'm just saying, that's how people might look at it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like,
Those events create opportunities for everybody else.
Exactly. Even like InvestFest, there's 100 people that's going to, from security to food to all of that. So we got to start looking at it like that. We always complain about, we don't have jobs, we don't have, but it's like, these are opportunities where other people are benefiting from this, not just us, from the cameraman to the sound people to everybody.
And the vendors too, right? They might potentially have an opportunity to meet a future business partner or collaboration partner just from being there in the presence of a marketplace where there's hundreds of people, thousands of people seeing your product for the first time.
I don't want to do anything that can't empower other people. Like, any business that I start, if I can't employ at least 10 people, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's another big business that I realize, and I'm sure you guys will see too with InvestFest, is the people that set up those stages and sets up those signage and those stores. We need more of our people doing that, because they make a lot of money doing
that.
It was very difficult for me to find people that look like us that do those businesses. You know what I mean? But every time you look at any event at any convention center, there's people that lay the carpets down, that build those stores, that build the signs. Like, they need to be people that go into business just to do that.
Yeah. And it's like, just even putting this together is a business within itself.
Hell,
like,
yeah.
Putting together a festival. Like, if you think about it, when I told you was like, oh, it's going to be next year, right?
I'm everybody
like,
nah, it's
next
thing.
Month.
I'm like, August? I'm like, August, well, next year, right? He's like, nah, next month. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, success loves speed. So it's like, you know, we've done
You got to break that down later. Success loves speed.
We've done everything, you know, just off the muscle so far, and we learned as we go. So why not this? You know, we don't have any major sponsors. Hopefully we can get some. But if not, we prepared to put all our money out of our pocket.
Right.
We're not doing no donations, no fundraisers. Shout out to anybody that does that. But we're not a nonprofit organization. We're a for-profit organization, and we never apologize for making money. Any business, you might put money in, and it might work, it might not work. But we're willing to put up a lot of money for our own money, just to make it happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, all right, nobody else is doing it, so why don't we do it? And like I said, just people got to look at that as well. Like, this is a business. These events, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
There's a lot of money and a lot of resources and a lot of time, and it's not easy. So, you know, people just have to have a full appreciation of all of this stuff, where it's like, business is more than just going in and just looking and just making it look pretty. Like, nah, this is a lot of hard work. It's trial and error. You learn, you make mistakes, but you grow, and that's the only way to really be successful is if you have no fear.
And to your point, Envy, I got to shout out our event planner. Shout out to Ashley out in Atlanta. Black woman, has her own business, and is doing exactly what you're saying. We need to find people that look like us, that come from where we come from, actually doing these jobs. So she is amazing with that. That's the first thing she looks at. How can we employ our people? So,
that's dope.
You know what I mean? So shout out to Ashley.
Shout out to Ashley. What's the name of her business? I use Adasha, and I had to get Adasha's from New York. She had to come out to Atlanta to do it because I wanted somebody that I can trust.
Yeah, so I'll give you the info.
I'm okay, yeah. Shout out.
Man, so now you about to cut off Adasha?
I always use Adasha.
Oh, okay,
but
okay.
If somebody in Atlanta that needs the business, I'd rather put it out there so people know who to go to. Like, yeah, you know, Adasha Vincent in New York or whoever. Like, I like to shout people out that do good business. For that reason, right there.
Your team is no joke, man. We showed up like 2 o'clock.
Oh, we was in there at 3 o'clock in the morning,
still trying to figure things out.
Envy was looking at us like,
"Yo, what they doing?"
We was rearranging the whole thing. Like, he was like, "I'm like, nah, don't worry.
We got you. We got you.
We got you. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it."
So, where can people buy tickets for the event if they want to support and come on out and all that other stuff?
Investfest.com. Mm-hmm. And the Instagram handle is InvestFestival.
All right, well, don't move. We got more with the brothers from Earn Your Leisure. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're kicking it with the brothers from Earn Your Leisure. Charlamagne.
Man, y'all like the positive version of Sincere and Buns from Belly, man. I'm serious. Y'all even got the two young boys working for y'all now. You know what I'm saying?
It's the Cartiers, man.
I saw y'all in Jamaica recently, too.
Yo, shout out to Jamaica, incredible. Man. That was incredible, bro.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Everybody goes to Jamaica and goes to Montego Bay and Ocho Rios and all of that. But we went to Kingston, and to be there for 3 days to tap in with Baby Shams, to tap in with Usain Bolt and Bounty Killer.
That's
ridiculous.
Like, what's the odds of that happening? Yeah. And like,
who'd y'all go out there for? I know y'all went out there.
Shout out to Black Effect.
Yeah, shout out to Black Effect. Shout out to Nicole.
Nicole
Spence.
Nicole's Italian.
They set it up for us to interview Usain Bolt.
Okay.
And Baby
Sham.
Yeah. But that's all part of, so the next stage, what we want to do, edutainment. And that's a blend of entertainment and education.
Absolutely.
So shout out to Jimmy. We was in his spot in the Bronx, and we had an event, 1,100 people. Jimmy been around forever. Everybody
that's Jimmy's
Jimmy.
Cafe. The owner of Jimmy's Cafe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We hit Jimmy, they think of Jim Jones.
Oh, no, that's Jimmy's Cafe.
We heard Stephen Alton Jackson talking about it. Like, he was there every day. I'm like, oh, yeah.
So Jimmy been around forever. He was blown away. He was like, he couldn't understand it because we're not rappers, and it's like, to see that many people, it just shocked his mind. So EYL night is something that we want to duplicate and do that in every city in America and then overseas, where it's like every element that we grew up really idolizing, we still love that. So we can't get away from it. All but right. We want to do it productive. So a networking party.
Y'all got to tell me some jewels that y'all got from Jamaica. I need to know what the entrepreneurial spirit is like out there.
Jamaica, you know what? Jamaica is a very interesting place.
Yeah.
Because we got to see, like, you know, all sides of Jamaica. And, you know, unfortunately, it's a lot of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, talking to Usain, talking to Shams, talking to Bounty Killer, and they had a lot of issues with, like, you know, how things were being run, government and stuff like that. And they just felt like it should be a little bit more opportunities and more stuff for young people.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us a whole detail of, like, the CIA, how they came in during, like, the 70s. And really, like, that was like when they was fearing that they was going to become a communist country.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of led to a lot of the violence. And they was like, you know, where all this violence, where all the guns come from? It just didn't come out of nowhere. And like Shams was telling us, and Bounty Killer as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of the political rifts, even when Bob Marley got shot, you know, a lot of that was done from outside operatives that feared the music, because they demonized the music a lot out there. But he was like, the music is just a reflection of what's going on in the street.
Mm.
It's not vice versa. Like, we're not influencing the street. The streets are influencing the music. But Jamaica was really dope to see, because there's so much vibrant spirit. Like, the people are so pure and the people are so welcoming. And they were just so receptive to us. A lot of people knew who we were.
Damn.
And they were like, yo, Market Monday. Shout out to Ian. Like, Market Mondays changed my life. I watch stocks, or I watch this on Earn Your Leisure.
Yeah.
And just the spirit of being outside of the country was really dope. Yeah. Because a lot of stuff that we take for granted in America, you have a better appreciation for when you're in a different environment.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So that was one of the biggest takeaways that I got, was like, every little thing they really, really are appreciative of, because they don't have the same opportunities that we have. People come to America because there's opportunities. We take that for granted a lot of times.
That's exactly why my parents came. It was like opportunity. And the crazy thing is, I went back. I've been to Jamaica a few times, but I've never been back to my parents' neighborhood, because they were like, you can't go there. Don't go there. It's too dangerous there. So for the first time, I was like, I got to go. We're in Kingston. This has been an incredible trip. I have to go see. And I went through the neighborhood, and I was just like, oh, I get it, because we had a conversation.
Like, mom and dad was right, let me leave.
Yeah, no joke. I was like, he was like, yo, some people don't want to come back because of what they left. And when I saw it for firsthand, I was like, oh, I get it. It felt like I was in like a third world country for real, like a war zone. Like when they like Trench Town, Mon, Stop, Laugh, and block off traffic. Like, that's what the roads looked like. And it was military presence. And we had to get escorted out because police had to escort us out because they're like, yo, you guys from here? Y'all, y'all lost? Let me get you out of here now before this gets crazy. Yeah, it was that real. And so it was like, oh, I get it. Like, they left because of the opportunity and they never want to go back to see it. But I wanted to go and show people, like, this is where my parents came from. I'm first generation. Like, yo, look how far we can go. Even Usain was telling us, he was like, look, COVID affected our kids in a different way. Like, in my community in Trelawney, we don't even have internet. I'm like, it's 2020. You don't have internet? And he's like, yeah, I just bought printers for the community so we could print out stuff from where I'm at to bring it to them, to schools. I'm just like, this is crazy. And one of the things that we met a gentleman, he was a bounty killer. He was like, look, I saw y'all on the Breakfast Club. Yeah, he's like, that's the first time I saw y'all. He was like, I've never seen black men talk like that.
That's a fact.
I never saw it before.
That's a fact. He was with Bounty Killer's entourage. Yeah. And, you know, Bounty Killer, he's Bounty Killer. He's, you know, street dude. So he had a lot of street guys around him. And then one of them, he's like, yo, I recognize y'all. Y'all not just a regular interview.
Yeah, this ain't a regular
interview. I watched that Breakfast Club interview. And he was like, something about, like, he's like, when American black people speak, it's just different. He was like, that Breakfast Club interview really changed a lot of things for me. So that was dope. Bring it crazy. Full circle.
Yeah, because we were just sitting there like, all right, we good. And he's like, yo, I've never heard black men talk like that. Y'all are the real deal. Keep going. We watching y'all. And I need a few stock tips when y'all leave.
That's crazy, though, because, I mean, yo, it's a lot of rural, towns in America that don't have internet. You know what I mean? Like, well, I'm from South Carolina. I had to provide Wi-Fi for some areas down there last year. So it's like, yo, you things we take for granted even here.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Right.
That's a fact. Wow. Yeah.
I can't wait for Invest. Why did I get invited to Invest Fest?
You did get invited. You did. Like, who? 18 times.
Who invited me?
Oh, Matt said he took care of
you. So he's been texting you every day.
Nah. I mean, you know, I can't do the Saturday, but, you know, I can do a Friday or Sunday.
That's
you
done.
Mean?
All right. That's
I
done.
Mean, so you hit live on the Breakfast Club.
That's easy.
Now, y'all support me, so I got to support y'all.
I want to support, too. But
And you was invited on.
I know. But no. Actually, I didn't know they were Afrotechers that weekend. I didn't know. I'm speaking of Afrotechers. I didn't. Yeah. I mean, but yo, you can't. That's beautiful. You got this on in Atlanta on the East Coast, Afrotech on the West Coast. It's like those are the kind of things black people need to be doing to empower each other and educate each other.
Yeah, and shout out to Angela too. I think it's Angela Yee Day on that weekend too.
So it is.
It is Yee Day.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, that's
all. We'll definitely come out. I'll figure out what time and everything. But yeah, I'll definitely be out there. Y'all send a private jet for me, right?
Absolutely.
we're sending out a couple.
Absolutely.
You know what else I love about y'all, though? Because I saw how y'all, you know, said that, you know, originality and consistency is what, like, two of the biggest keys to y'all success. How important is that? Because there's nobody doing what y'all doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's the most important thing, honestly. And that's something that, you know, we are just true to who we are. And it's like, you know, we're just regular everyday people that had an idea to do something, and we started in his dining room table with three iPhones, and look where we are now. So it's more of an inspirational story than anything, because it's like, if we can do it, literally anybody can do it, because it's like, we had no idea what we were doing, no blueprint, no mentors or anything, and we just thought, okay, this would be a cool idea to just start a podcast. And then from there, I mean, it's much, much bigger than a podcast now. So, and that's just who we are. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, this is just who we are as people. That's why I think the people that we actually get to interview, like, they actually become friends with us, because it's like, they realize, like, oh, no, they're actually just cool, just genuine people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's just who we are. So I would suggest anybody just stay true to who you are, because it's a lot harder to try to pretend to be somebody that you're not.
Make sure y'all subscribe to the Earn Your Leisure podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. You're guaranteed to learn something.
Shout out to Black Effect too, man.
Yeah, shout out to everybody.
Y'all doing a great job over there. Y'all putting together a tremendous lineup, and it's very encouraging to see you grow in the business world.
Are my partners happy? That's all I need to
know. Yeah, we good, man. Yeah, we have our bi-weekly calls. Sure. The team is good.
Okay.
Everybody good.
Shout out to Invest Fest, though.
I would have been there. Yo, I would have been there if it wasn't for Afrotech.
You going to be Afrotech Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
I'm there on Saturday.
I think. You fly private. You get there back.
I do not fly no private. Don't even lie on me like that. I don't fly no private unless somebody paying for it.
I'm the same way.
Now, I'm not doing that. I don't want that expense.
I seen you fly private.
I ain't pay for it.
Okay.
You told us the next interview is going to be on the jet, so we still got that timestamp. So we waiting.
All right. Well, y'all paying for that jet. Let's write it off. We're going to charge Black Effect. All right. It's Earn Your Leisure. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout out to my guy, Matt the Mortgage Guy. He's down with the EYL team. He's been up here before talking about helping people get mortgages. He just called me and said, yo, Envy, I asked you mad times to come to the thing. I said I didn't know the dates, but now I know, so I'll definitely be there. All right, but let's get to the rules.
Are you not going to Angela Yee Day?
Well, that's the thing. It's whole weekend. That's what I was trying to work out. I don't have to go on Saturday. Okay. See? That's what I'm saying. I'm working it out. All right, but let's get to the rumors. Let's talk the baby.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor, rumor, rumor. On The Breakfast Club. So listen up.
All right, well, Chris Brown has weighed in, people think, on the controversy with the baby. He posted on his Instagram story, shut the F up, do your shows, thank everybody, then get the F off the stage. That's his advice. And people feel like that's what he's referencing. Now, the baby is also no longer listed on Park Life Festival lineup. And according to our rep, though, it's not because of the remarks that he made at the Rolling Loud Miami Festival. They said that it's because he had pulled out of the festival months ago, and the decision was made in response to events being affected by COVID. His name was listed on the website by mistake. So that's why. It wasn't that they just decided not to do it because of what just happened with his remarks at Rolling Loud. Now, Madonna has even commented, and she posted what DaBaby said on her page, a video of his remarks. And she said, if you're going to make hateful remarks of the LGBTQ plus community about HIV/AIDS, then know your facts. After decades of hard-won scientific research, there are life-saving medicines available to children born with HIV, to people who contract HIV through blood transfusions, dirty needles, or exchange of bodily fluids. These new ARVs can keep a person with AIDS alive for the rest of their lives. AIDS is not transmitted by standing next to someone in a crowd. She goes on to talk about women also. Your sexist remarks about ladies whose vaginas need to smell like water only encourage more discrimination against women who fight daily against the oppression of living under the constraints of the male gaze. People like you are the reason we are still living in a world divided by fear.
She's right about the HIV/AIDS comments, but the vagina smell like water. Like, come on now. That's culture. Like, that's been said in clubs forever. Ply's even got a song called Poom Poom Smell Like Water. Like, we know he wasn't being sexist with those remarks. Come on.
I don't think she knows the context of where,
exactly,
you know, that comes from. Now, Questlove has also criticized the baby over his remarks, and he did a whole post. He had a dream list of people that he would have perform if he ever was going to do a Summer of Soul concert, and the baby was on that list. So now he posted a picture of the baby's name crossed off the list. And he said, it's 2021 and F the BS. I'm especially not here for any savagery. If you're lost, Google the idiocy of the crossed out. I'm not trying to be all performative smurf and create a social flogging or start some clickbait headlines. That's missing the point. But right is right and his actions are wrong. Somebody got to say it. Homophobia, transphobia, xenophobia, misogyny, racism. This should go without saying is morally wrong. So, you know, he goes on to talk about maybe he's an old grump now. And I see that DaBaby said he didn't even know who Questlove is. So he posted, I ain't even trying to be funny when I say I do not know who this N-word is, dog, and do not care about losing you as a fan, my boy, LOL at Questlove. You or any other N-word who want to play follow the leader. This superstar you was a fan of is a stand-up N-word. You never seen any of these, huh? So it went on and on and on.
I wonder if anybody's reaching out to DaBaby, you know, outside of social media to really educate him on, you know, why what he said was incorrect. Because I feel like this is an opportunity for him to learn and make it a teachable moment for all. But it just seems like it's becoming like almost social media performative attack the baby. Yeah, uh-huh. You know, outrage instead of like an opportunity for him to learn and make it a teachable moment for everybody.
That's what I always said. I said when somebody says something that people don't agree with or that is wrong, instead of having a conversation and say, hey, let me fill you in. Let me educate you to what it is. The first thing we want to do is cancel somebody, which I think is wrong. Let's have a conversation. Why can't we have conversations?
I mean, you still got to be held accountable for, you know, what came out of your mouth. But I do wish that people were reaching out to him and, you know, really giving him the opportunity to learn and make it a teachable moment for everybody. I mean,
we don't know if they are or aren't.
Yeah, that's why I would like to know.
But I do know he should step back off of social media for a minute because I 100%. Feel like that can make it even worse and just focus on, you know, people who do know you in real life and then perhaps help you in this situation. Because I said from the beginning, when something like this happens, just take a moment, educate yourself, understand why people are outraged because there's a reason why.
You literally walked into the club. You bump somebody by accident. The person turned around and mean mugged you. All you got to say now is, oh, my bad. I apologize. I didn't mean to bump you. But when you flex too, now you escalate the situation. That's what's happening here.
Because this could have been an incredible teaching moment for a lot of people. Because a lot of people do think like that and say things like that, but they don't have the platform that he has. Mm-hmm. And so this is a perfect reason, a perfect time for you to say, okay, look, I, you know, found some things out and what I did was ignorant. What I said was ignorant. I did not intentionally mean to harm anybody. That is the time to do something like that.
It's an opportunity for him to learn and make it a teachable moment for all.
All right. Now, Soulja Boy had a birthday party and it was shut down by the cops. But he did get a brand new McLaren that he got from his good friend, Ray J. Ray J. And here's what Ray J told TMZ.
What'd you get him for his birthday?
You see the R, you see the McLaren.
Oh, you got him, man?
I just want to lend a hand. He already got a lot of cars, but wherever I can help.
That's a nice gift. How much is a McLaren, Envy?
I don't know what McLaren that is, but it can range from about probably $200,000 to about $375,000, somewhere in there between if it's the McLaren GT or the 570 or the 6 or the 7. It could be a bunch of them.
I feel
away. The car did have some Raycon stickers on it.
It has some Raycon stickers?
But was Ray J playing? Or was Ray J playing? Or was Ray J joking? Was he being serious?
I don't know, because I feel the way. Only thing Ray J ever gave me was a scooter. Okay,
I got a scooter from Ray J too.
Exactly. I want a car.
I want a car.
Have a birthday party and invite Ray J.
All right.
That's what it was.
Yeah, the birthday party. Oh, okay. You know, they're good friends. They've made money together. And Soulja Boy also has a new album out. He has a song, Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy, off the Big Draco album. Here it is. The pandemic be back, I saw label that's calling me. I'm dropping it. Yeah. Don't look like taking orders from the end is unlike all y'all rappers. I owe my shit. Soulja Kareem and I'm magic. I promise you don't want no static. You never went play, how you bragging? R&B bitches, I'm smashing. I might pull up with a Braxton. I'm in a two-seater. Just came with the new features. You know I keep me like two heaters. Hard to walk in a 2 liter. Hard to walk in two people. I'm in that Lambo, and nigga, that two-seater. Don't play with me, you know we shoot people. No, don't. I'm counting 100, I'm getting there, too easy. All right. Okay. Not mad at that. Do the verses and do a song with Bow Wow on your album. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Missy. Shalabai!
Yes.
What are you giving that down to?
Man, I need one of my favorite places. Duval! Duval. I need this man from Duval, this young man from Duval, to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him. He's an unidentified Florida man. Y'all might know who he is. Maybe after Donkey today, y'all can send me his name.
All right, we'll get into it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account, get rules, and start winning instant karma. No purchase necessary. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc., member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep making him get y'all like this.
Well, Duval, we taking it to your home today, all right? Donkey of the day for Friday, July 30th goes to an unidentified Florida man. If y'all know who he is, let your Uncle Charlotte know. What does your Uncle Charlotte always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Good morning, Jacksonville. Everybody who listens to us on 93.3 The Beat, what's happening? Drop on the clues bomb for 93.3 The Beat in Jacksonville. Y'all really love the Jaguars down there, huh? I know your pain. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I understand. Y'all feeling excited about the upcoming season. Y'all got Trevor Lawrence with the first pick in the draft this year. Quarterback out of Clemson with the long hair and even longer face. I see y'all. Okay, a lot of reasons to be excited. They got, what, Tim Tebow playing tight end and leading prayers in the locker room. So I understand why y'all feel good about the upcoming season. Jacksonville is a great football town. People there are really close to the Jaguars. And this season, folks in Jacksonville want to be even closer to the Jaguars. How do you get closer to the team you love? Huh? You buy season tickets. You buy season tickets closer to the 50-yard line. You buy every jersey. You get paraphernalia for your car and home. Hell, you might even get a tattoo. That's what those of us who aren't from Florida do when we want to get closer to our teams. But when you a Jacksonville resident who wants to get closer to the Jaguars, what do? Let's go to WJXT News 4. Jax for the report, please.
For someone to choose to go and interact with the Jaguars, just really foolish.
And we're told the man's injuries are not life-threatening. Zoo employees say it could have easily been much worse.
An individual in his 20s jumped over the fence area and decided to try to interact with one of our Jaguars.
An interaction that could have led to the man losing his arm after witnesses and zoo employees say he stuck his arm through a net enclosure after hopping the outer fence that keeps visitors at a distance from the animals.
I think from now on, when people jump into animal cages, just consider them food. Not situations like Harambe. Rest in peace, Harambe. I'll never get over how they did my dog, though. You know, even though I understand, a three-year-old who has to be damn near 10 now fell into Harambe's animal enclosure and they clapped Harambe. Even though I wish they would have just tranquilized him, I understand. They had to save the three-year-old. The three-year-old didn't know any better. But this 20-something-year-old grown man from Jacksonville who clearly wanted to be closer to the Jaguars for whatever reason, they should have let him get eaten. Let the Jaguars get their first win of the season. Okay, let me be more empathetic. He didn't have to get eaten, but let the Jaguars get a little taste, a little bite of that human flesh. See, I think the reason people keep doing stuff like this is because they know people will come to their rescue. They need to start having signs at these zoos and these animal exhibits that say if you jump into this enclosure, consider yourself lunch. Okay, cover the kids' eyes when stuff like that happens and mind your business because I keep telling y'all, destiny is not a matter of chance, it's a matter of choice. And if you as a human choose to be sushi for a jaguar, that's on you. Do you realize jaguars are carnivores that only eat meat? I know the Jaguars football team doesn't live up to its mascot's name often, but jaguars do not play no games, okay? They are ruthless and they eat damn near anything. Deer, tortoises, iguanas, armadillos, you name it, they will taste it. So you think they wouldn't eat your ass? It's a stripper who dances at Mascara's Gentleman Club in Jacksonville right now saying it won't be the first time a jaguar ate some ass in this city, but let me mind my business. The moral of the story is what I am talking about. What am I talking about? It's Florida. There's no moral to the story. It's Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Please give this man who jumped into the jaguar exhibit in Jacksonville the biggest hee-haw.
Too bad we can't play a game.
Yeah, I don't even know who the guy is.
Damn it.
But since if y'all know, I'm pretty sure they probably know who it is in Jacksonville. Let me know who this person is, please.
Damn, I'd love to please play a game. But if you had to bet, 50-50 chance.
What?
What race you think this person is?
I really have no idea. It's Florida, bro.
You're right.
Race don't matter in Florida.
You're right.
Okay, it's Florida.
Race don't matter in Florida.
I really don't know where this type of crazy could come from, okay? But send me the guy's name.
All right.
The guy who jumped into the Jaguar exhibit. Not the player who's probably getting his ass eaten from by a scribbler in Jacksonville. I don't care about that.
Right. Can you say that?
It's too late now.
Yeah, it's too late. Yeah. Moment's gone. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up next, let's talk sugar daddies. Why you laugh like that, man?
You got to start it over. Do it again.
All right. All right. You ready? All right. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
Now, let's talk sugar daddies.
And he's looking for one.
Nope.
He's got a lot of car shows to fund.
Nope.
He's got a lot of houses he wants to buy.
Nope.
He don't want to have to pay no mortgage.
Nope.
He's got some hard money lenders he owes some money to.
Nope.
How hard, ye?
Really hard.
800-585-1051. Ladies, do you have a sugar daddy?
Oh, man.
Are there sugar daddies out there that have some young ladies? We'd like to hear from you this morning. 800-585-1051. Now, Angela Yee, have you ever had a sugar daddy?
Man, I wish I would have, but I have never had a sugar daddy. I know it sounds birdish, but it sounds amazing.
Charlamagne.
And I'm going to tell you why.
What exactly is a sugar daddy? I always thought a sugar daddy was an older man, right?
Yes.
Like, how old, though? Like, what would be considered sugar daddy age? Like,
I don't know.
What age does a woman have to be and the man have to be considered sugar daddy?
He's just got
to
be a lot young. You got to be a lot younger. Maybe you in your 20s or 30s and he's like 70.
Lord have mercy.
You know what?
That's a sugar granddaddy.
From what I've heard about these sugar daddies, you don't even have to sleep with them or nothing.
Oh, no. Now it's what you heard. Now it's what you heard.
No, seriously. That's kind of what it is.
Bird is the word.
Some of them can't even get it up.
Now he knows. All right, talk.
No, because I know people who have had their, like, you know, I have a show called Lip Service, so we've had these discussions. And so basically, you show them a little attention, and they buy you all kinds of things, cars, pay your bills, pay your rent, you know.
Well, I want to hear more. Let's talk to the people who got sugar daddy.
All right.
This topic is coming from somewhere, though, because the sugar daddy website got shut down, right, E?
Yes. And so, well, on the Google store, they're not allowing any of those apps anymore in a couple of months. And they've already got rid of a lot of them on Apple. So.
Mm. All right. We'll talk about it. 800-585-1051. And Charlamagne had a situation like this.
Charlamagne ain't never had no goddamn situation like this.
And we'll talk about it when we come back. Oh, you ain't have a sugar daddy?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
What the hell would I have a sugar daddy for?
We'll talk about it when we come
back.
No,
we not, because I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. And I don't know what lie y'all about to make up on this radio this morning.
Sugar baby, too. I heard he only got $100.
You definitely a sugar baby.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back.
Don't worry, I got stories too. Can't nobody in this room make up something like me, so let's go. Okay, let's do it.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
Now, the Freaky Friday question is, we're talking about sugar daddies. Now, Angela Yee said
Andy,
she hasn't had a sugar daddy. Now,
never.
Charlamagne, would you like to confess about anything?
I don't know what you're talking about. What you about to lie about?
I'm not going to lie. You didn't have an older person that was giving you money?
The older person that was giving me money? What are you talking about?
Whoa.
You had an older lady that was giving you some money.
But how did that make her a sugar daddy?
Or sugar mommy.
What are you trying to say about this woman?
I'm asking you, did you have a sugar mama?
I need to know what you're trying to say about this woman.
I'm asking if you had a sugar mama.
Did I have a sugar mama? Yeah. I didn't know you could have a sugar mama, but I definitely had an older woman.
It's the same thing, yeah.
Back in the day.
Now, what was she giving you money for?
Sex.
How much was your sex worth?
She would give me like $2,000-$3,000.
$2,000-$3,000?
No, you told us $100 before. You
I ain't never told y'all
you
that lie.
You said some chicken wings.
Yes,
she would give me fried chicken. She would give me fried chicken. She give me fried chicken and Twinkies, and she would always give me like $2,000-$3,000. And a car service home.
Your sex is worth fried chicken and Twinkies?
And $2,000-$3,000 and a car service home.
You never said $2,000 or $3,000 before.
That's a lie. I've always said $2,000 or $3,000.
So wait a minute. So
what that got to do with sugar daddies, though?
Was that her grandchild's Twinkies that you were eating?
She ain't got no grandkids.
You still speak to her?
Now, I will say this. I'm looking at these rules, right, to know about sugar dating.
And what?
The first of
sugar dating.
It's called sugar dating.
Can diabetic sugar date?
No.
Stay realistic. Successful men seek out sugar babies for a reason, and you need to stay in tune with that. Have the terms and details laid out. They also said the best way is to back yourself unquestionably. So you have to be a fantastic companion, and he'll believe it too. And be gracious. They're going to shower you in gifts likely from the very first date, so be gracious about it. From new outfits to money for a new haircut before a nice dinner, it's all part of the arrangement, okay?
All right. Well, we have Destiny on the line. Destiny, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Now, you had a sugar daddy?
Destiny definitely had a sugar daddy.
How old was he and how old were you?
I was 18 years old. He was like 50 years old.
Jesus Christ.
And how much money did he give you?
Oh, he was dishing out money to me, my brother, my mom, my sister.
Wow.
And what did you have to do?
Nothing. Give him conversation all day.
Just conversation?
Did you ever have to have sex with him?
No, not at all. All he wanted to do was sit on the phone and talk and want to know how my day was, what I was doing.
Did he leave you in his will?
No, he didn't die.
Oh, he's still alive.
Why do you think he's dead?
Yes. How old are you now?
You kill him off?
I'm 22 now. I turned 23 next month on the 13th.
Oh, so he only like 54 now. He young.
Do you still speak to him?
No, not at all. Because he asked for some sugar.
Oh, he was getting that.
So that's the thing. Are you a sugar daddy if you're not getting none of the sugar?
That's part of the thing. I told you.
You're still considered a sugar daddy because of the stuff that you're giving up to a younger person. Yes, you're still considered a sugar daddy. But when she's going to ask for sugar my way, oh, that's when you become not my sugar daddy.
Do you miss him?
No, not one bit.
Okay.
Was he white or black?
He was actually white.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Okay.
You had a mayonnaise daddy.
You white sugar daddy than you ever get black sugar daddy.
You ain't. That's a sodium daddy. That's mayonnaise.
Shut up, man. Hello, who's this?
Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, you got a sugar daddy?
No, my daughter's right.
What? How old's your daughter?
Wow.
26.
Okay, how old is her sugar daddy?
He's 52.
He gives her money?
Yeah.
Does she have to give up some sugar?
Yes.
Wow. How do you feel about that, Mom?
I don't know how to feel.
Did you have a sugar daddy? Did she learn from you?
Yeah, you know she did.
No, she learned from my cousin.
Either way, diabetes runs in y'all family. Okay?
Does the sugar daddy get stuff for you, too?
No, not really.
Is he older than you?
Yes.
God damn.
That's kind of disgusting, don't you think?
Y'all done adopted a granddaddy.
Oh, my God.
What?
Where y'all going today?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Free pancakes, 65 and older.
Is he a nice guy, at least?
Yeah, he's good. He's nice. Real nice.
He taking care of the whole house, huh? What does he do for a living?
He a hustler.
Is he white or black?
Black.
Okay. Oh, you mean he a hustler, like a drug dealer?
Yeah, he a drug dealer.
I know. He works all over the town.
Okay, well, congratulations, man.
That's crazy.
Y'all enjoy y'all Friday, okay?
That's wild. Could you imagine your mom's calling in talking about my daughter got a sugar daddy? And my daughter gives up the sugar?
Well, I don't know what to tell you, bro. That's her mom. Isn't your mom your best friend? I don't know. I don't know, man.
All right. 800-585-1051. We're talking about sugar daddies. You got one? We'd love to hear from you. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Do you know what that means?
It's Freaky Friday.
800-585-1051. Have you ever had a sugar daddy? Who's this?
This is Bruce from Florida.
Bruce, have you ever had a sugar daddy?
I have. Well, I don't know if you would call him a sugar daddy, but it was definitely like a splendor daddy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was a crazy story. This guy is like almost 50s. I'm in my early 30s. And he was the ex of my dad's ex-wife.
Lord have mercy,
try to pay me up, pay me much, pay me this, pay me that, buy this, buy that, and then he turned crazy.
So what did he buy you?
Whatever I asked for, really. Just to cop me a room for the night, or...
Boo! That ain't no sugar, bro. That's why you said it's a splendid daddy. Because that ain't no real sugar, a room for the night. How old was he?
He said
he's 50.
And you was what?
I'm 33.
That ain't even that old. What's the most you ever got from him, man? Let me just make sure.
I got $200 at a time.
That's not enough now. That's why it's splendid. I do want to ask you this though.
Your boogie were more than
that. What did you have to do for that? Like, what did he want to have sexual relationships with you, or was it just financial?
He wanted to spend a little time, and every now and then he wanted to play.
$200 though, man.
You worth more than $200, brother.
You could get that at the parking lot in Rolling Loud last weekend,
stop
man.
Stop it, man. Stop it.
Charlamagne can top that.
Florida, so I might have needed to go to Rolling Loud.
That's what I'm saying. $200. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah,
I need you to think more highly of yourself. He ain't even worth calling a sugar daddy, bro.
Yeah. That's why I say it's Splendor.
I don't even think that's Splendor.
What is it then?
It's an artificial sweetener, but I don't even want to give it Splendor. It's one of them no-name brand artificial sweeteners.
My goodness. Well, good luck, bro. You worth more
than that. Damn, $200 in a room? Come on.
Hello, who's this?
This is Lacey. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, Lacey. You had a sugar daddy?
Listen, I got in the first time. Like, as soon as it rang, y'all, they picked up. But go ahead. What's the question again?
Have you ever had a sugar daddy?
Yes, I've had one. And I told him 75, but he's probably like 68 to 70. But he's old regardless. But he didn't want nothing from me. Like, he just wanted to take me out and show me a good time. Like, he never asked for anything. Like, he helped me start my LLC and everything. Like,
yes.
How old were you?
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm 25 right now. That was literally like probably 2 years ago.
But wow.
How'd you find him?
He actually started coming to my job, like where I used to work at. I used to work at a little convenience store called Parker's down here. And, he used to come there all the time because he does construction. He owns his own construction business.
Parker's?
So. Yes, girl, yes.
What is that?
Parker's, that's in Savannah. I live in
Savannah,
Georgia.
Okay.
But Savannah area, yeah.
So he took you out of Parker's. He got you your own LLC. What's the LLC called? I love my granddaddy age LLC. What is it?
You said my LLC?
Yeah, what's your LLC called?
Listen, I make lip gloss. It's called Dope Gloss. Dope Gloss.
Okay.
On Instagram, Dope Gloss _. But yeah.
And where he at now? Where's he at now?
He is in Beaufort. He's literally like an hour away from me right now. It's so crazy because we barely even talk. He just really messes with me. Like, I could call him anytime and he'll be there, like, to do whatever it is that I need.
What's the most he ever gave you?
I would just say he just does things for me. Like, he helps me with my car. Like, you know, he never really gives me money. Yeah. He just helps me do things that I need to be doing to get me.
I respect it. I didn't know that you could be a sugar daddy if you wasn't actually sleeping with said individual. I learned something this morning.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to. Listen, y'all, but before y'all hang up on me, I sent all three of y'all a video yesterday. Like, I want y'all to help me get my credit right. Like, how that lady was. I'm only 25.
Nope. Call your granddaddy. Call your granddaddy. Your granddaddy. Ask him to help you get your credit right now.
Don't do that.
Oh, I have one more question for you. When you have a sugar daddy, can you have a boyfriend and then also have a sugar daddy help fund things on the side?
I did, but see, the situation with the boyfriend, he was in jail. But yeah, we just don't go on.
Goodness gracious. All right.
When he coming home?
Oh, no, I don't mess with him no more.
Oh, okay.
He out of here. Yeah.
Yeah, that means he won't be home till he your sugar daddy age. That's what you're telling us right now.
Oh, that or he cheated on her.
Nah, in jail?
Yeah, definitely. That's what it was, DJ Envy.
In jail?
Well, no, he was talking to an ex.
Oh, okay. Lord have mercy.
Story. Yeah, it's a lie, y'all.
I'm about to say, we're about to get another good story.
Have a good one.
I'm not hearing no successful sugar daddy stories, man. Where's the happy endings? Where's the old man?
The success is it's not something that goes on forever. It's just a period of time.
For real?
You don't have to sleep with them. They just give you money. They help you out when you need it. They treat you well. You ain't got to do nothing but provide some conversation.
So ain't no marriage or nothing?
Charlamagne wanted to hear that sugar daddy died, left you with a fortune.
Yeah, something.
It ain't all about that. That's not the point of it.
Well, Anna Nicole said different. God bless the dead. Didn't Anna Nicole get left with a big fortune or
she
something?
She sure did. All right. Well, what's the moral of the story?
I have no idea what the moral of the story is because I'm totally confused on what sugar daddy is. Because when I think sugar daddy, I always think of Anna Nicole Smith. God bless the
it's
dead.
It's like being a dominatrix, like with dominatrixes, with their clients. They don't sleep with them. And it's kind of like with sugar daddies, you don't sleep with them. They just like to pay for things. You know, there's guys that just like to give you money and pay for things. They just like it.
Yeah, we call those philanthropists. Maybe y'all should call them philanthropist poppies or something instead of sugar daddies.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about Jay-Z and Will Smith. They are going to be investing in something together that is going to help people go from being renters to homeowners.
All right. We'll get into it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report
Talk to
with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, both Jay-Z and Will Smith have invested in a company, and that company helps low-income people go from being renters to being homeowners.
Love it.
It's a startup, and it's called Landis Technology. So far, they raised $165 million, and they're using that money to purchase at least 1,000 homes. So what happens is the company purchases the house. They rent it to the client until that person can qualify for a mortgage. The client can buy it back at a predetermined price up to 2 years after the initial acquisition. And as part of that service, they also provide coaching for clients on how to manage their finances that will help improve their credit and also save the amount that they need for a down payment.
Love it.
That's dope.
Love it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, that's some real work that people can do in the community. And I love that idea, like rent to own. You know, New York really doesn't ever do rent to own. That's kind of what this is in a way. But the fact that they're helping you with your finances in addition is just an added bonus. Now, you know, it's Friday, so it is New Music Friday. And so there's some new albums out today. Isaiah Rashad, The House Is Burning, is out today. Also, we told you Young Dolph has Paper Route Illuminati out. Also, Dave East and Harry Fraud with Hoffa. And our producer Dan's favorite artist, Logic, has something new out today. Bobby Tarantino III. All right, Michaela. Michaela actually used to work here at iHeart.
Hey.
And she has an EP out today called Me and Somebody's Son.
Nice.
Hey. Drop one of Clues Bonds for Michaela, man. Michaela makes actually really good music that I may not take as serious as I should because she's my niece.
Foul, man.
I do. I love her.
Now, Billie Eilish has a new album out, Happier Than Ever. And Tink has a new album
out. Come on now.
And you know, I love, cannot wait to hear this. It's actually EP'd by Hitmaker, and it's called Heat of the Moment.
Dropping a clue, Boss, with Tink, hey, man. Tink
like
is
that.
So overdue. Tink is one of my favorite artists. Talented is an understatement. Go get Heat of the Moment, produced by Hitmaker. And we ain't playing none of Michaela, huh?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Damn.
No worry, we will.
We should have.
You said you don't take it serious, so
we got exactly, right? Yeah. And that's disrespectful.
You don't take it serious, see that?
Now, we also told you that Soulja Boy has a new album out called Big Draco, and Nas has revealed his release date and cover art for King's Disease 2.
Ooh.
So that's going to be coming out on August 6th. That's next week via Mass Appeal Records. They don't have a lot of information. Isn't that also when Kanye's album's coming out? And they're saying that Kanye is going to have another event on the 5th, according to reports. He has something scheduled at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium for that.
How is he doing another listening session?
Maybe the album's different than what you heard.
And he know people going to show up.
Yeah. Got to pay for that $1 million a day.
Yeah, he wouldn't be doing it again if y'all didn't show up and buy them $50 chicken tenders. But, I mean, you know.
All right.
And it's probably a new
project,
right? For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to shout out to Simone Biles. She actually spoke about why she had to leave and drop out of the team final and women's individual all around at the Tokyo game. So this is something that obviously you wouldn't know, because I didn't know about all of this if you're not a gymnast. But she was saying that her mind and body are simply not in sync. So she did an Instagram story last night, and she started off posting two videos of her training on the bars, trying to complete her twisting and flipping dismount. She explained what she's supposed to do in competition and what she actually accomplished in training do not match up. And she said, it's just not in sync. And she said, I don't think you realize how dangerous this is on hard competition surface, nor do I have to explain why I put my health first. Physical health is mental health. And she said, sometimes I can't even fathom twisting. I seriously cannot comprehend how to twist. Strangest and weirdest thing, as well as feeling. And so she said, we have four on a team for a reason. I chose not to continue team competition and jeopardizing losing a medal of any color for the girls and for the U.S.
It's amazing to me that she has to explain why. Your mental health is non-negotiable. When you feel like you need a break, take one, and you don't owe anybody an explanation as to why. Period.
Well, she's also explaining in gymnast talk things that we wouldn't know about twisties, which is when your air awareness is off. She said she couldn't tell up from down. She said it's the craziest feeling ever, not having an inch of control over your body. And she said what's even scarier is since I have no idea where I am in the air, I also have no idea how I'm going to land or when I'm going to land.
Mm.
So all things I would not have known about.
And you know
what's
crazy?
All right, well, that is your... Oh. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying people acting like we've never seen this before in sports, like we just didn't have the language for it because I guess people weren't comfortable enough talking about it. But we're not gonna sit here and act like Michael Jordan didn't take a mental health break after his father
passed away.
It's like when that happened, he took a break mentally and emotionally for a couple of years. We just didn't have the language back then. We didn't call it what it is now, an actual mental health break.
Well, that is your rumor report. And I wanted to make sure we get to play some new Silk Sonic because they put out a new song and video for Skate. That's Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. Are we playing that?
Yep, let's get it on now. Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow after this is The Mix. Let's go.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela here, and the General Insurance has been helping people save money for nearly 60 years. Take a closer look at the General and get the great low rates and quality coverage you deserve. For a hassle-free quote today, call 800-GENERAL or go to thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Brother, I feel like I ain't seen him in forever.
D-Ray Davis.
What's happening, man? We got that fake I seen. Well, I seen Envy and Atlanta ran into him because he get to go out.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to lead the house.
I don't like to lead the house.
No, it ain't about like. He gets to lead the house. And that's how it is.
I see D-Ray in the club, right? And I love D-Ray. I love everything he does. So I was in the club, so I bought D-Ray a bottle. I said, yo, D-Ray, you don't buy it. D-Ray walks to me and says, no brother ever bought me a bottle before, bro.
Yeah, right.
That's what he said. I said, it's a rarity.
You know, I've been giving bottles. It's a rarity, though, that he bought me a bottle. It's a rarity. People normally, I get bottles that... his own, like Rick Ross will give you all the Bel Air in the world. That's his. That's his. You ain't really giving me nothing. You basically letting me sleep on the couch. At the mansion.
But I said, I appreciate you, man. I love this stuff. I was giving him his flowers because, you know, when I see brothers out there grinding, I'm like, let me give the brother his flowers.
D-Ray the man, because D-Ray, not only is he a great comedian, he's an example of polygamy could possibly be working.
Oh
right?
My God!
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why I bring this up.
No.
Somebody, somebody literally brought that up to me this week. I was having a conversation about polygamy, and somebody said, "Well, D-Ray got two women, don't he?"
I live very comfortably for the rest of my life. That's it. That's because I don't want to. This is what it is, man. I got to be known for the girlfriends, and that's not what I do. I came to the game of beasts. I'm one of the best comics on earth.
Absolutely.
All these guys, even the dudes who started before me, if they didn't take some of my style, they took some of my promo and how I design flyers or how I, you know, anything. So that's what I came in doing. And one of the benefits is being honest with my comic buddies, and that bled into everything I did, which ended up with a relationship thing. I wasn't going to be with one woman who's upset that life is happening, why they tearing up stuff. And I'm like, yo, we live in a world now where people need love, man. You know what I'm saying? Like the Guetta remix. Everybody in the world need love, man. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to distribute that love.
D-Ray, you've been around for a long time. You're funny in any climate. What are comedians fighting for right now? When we talk about censorship or things being too sensitive, what are they actually fighting to say?
It's weird because we accept certain things from certain people. End of the day, let's be real. I think that comedians, to a certain extent, if you're a clown, and I don't want to get into who all the clowns are, you know who they are, you get to say what you want. Mm-hmm. But if you're somebody like me, who people feel like your personality matches your comedy too much, I can't say what I want because then I'm offending people. Mm. Like, it's certain things that people could say that, you know, and I think I just want equality across the board for that.
That's fair.
Another thing I want equality for is there's no guild for comedians. I know a lot of comedians who got sick and died. They were great comics, they were great writers. They had no money to bury some of these guys. Yet, I'll see comedians or wannabe comedians using their jokes as skits. There's no guild. There's no writer's guild that who wrote this joke first.
Wow.
Comics, you know, we handle things ourselves, and it's a community of comics who go around particularly just looking for who stole what joke, but no one gonna say nothing. Like, no one, they said certain comics still, and nobody's gonna go sue them for a joke or material because you have no basis for it. And I think comedians who come up with their own material, it's your content, it's your life, it's your words, you should get paid for it every time somebody says it the way music does.
Has a comedian stole something that you did before?
Hell yeah. I'm D-Ray Davis. During this pandemic, it's a social media dude he making millions of dollars. I seen a dude do my whole joke. I don't even know his white boy name. And Worldstar posted it. He did it in the car like he was telling a story. And it was my bit from Power Play. And I went in there, I was like, and Q had just passed. I was like, if Q was alive, this wouldn't be happening. But they don't care because they just got the comedy. It's the joke. Or somebody, they send me memes all the time. It'd be my joke. You ever do this? Somebody just sent me one, said, when I said, I had the joke a long time ago where I said, a girl asked me what I'm doing, why I come on. So they're all like, bitch, I'm a superhero. They made it into a meme.
Oh, I saw that one.
I just get a check every time. That's on Comedy Central. That's on, where's my check from it every time. That's all. Just whatever you did comedically. Like Kanye, Donda's coming out. I love to be doing that. Years ago, Kanye's mom called me. She wanted to use my quote for the opening of her book. And it says, it's from the Bernie Mac skit I was doing. And I said, of course, you know, before, you know, she passed, whatever. And I know he been wanting to do this for a long time. I did all the skits on album 1, album 2. I want my plaque. I want my name. You go to Kanye's album and don't say D-Ray Day. People still guessing it say Bernie Mac. And I just think when I die,
wow,
it will be pretty dope with my family.
I thought it was Bernie Mac.
I think it'd be pretty dope if my family, and I don't want it done as a joke, not as a game. Mm-hmm. I'm an artist. I freestyled all that.
You not Wake Up Mr. West, huh?
I am Wake Up Mr. West.
I thought that was burning for the Lord.
Which comes on at the beginning of every. And if it was, if we were talking and we were living in the publishing world and talking in the world, if I was any other artist, I'd get it every time. Even a little girl, from
The Life of Pablo album.
Life of Pablo.
And we don't need no introduction.
Gotta check. I don't even, it ain't even that. Because the man, realistically, when my house, as I said before, when I wasn't touring and I needed money, hit him up. Ye's like, here. You know what I'm saying? I need to see the name, though, because I'm not going to be here to give this interview forever. I'm not going to be here to say I did that forever. And although I love hip hop, was it Jeopardy? Well, you don't know who was the voice of, like it's cool. I still want that. And I want that for every comic, for every artist, for everybody to write anything. Because if I take any of them dudes' music right now and just put it in my
the company comes taking it down.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they say they're not going to do that, then I'm cool. Because Kanye got way more hits than I got skits. Mm-hmm.
So even when you do a stand-up special, that's not considered trademarked, copyrighted?
Talking about, that's my
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, D-Ray, but comedians do look up to you, though. I hear it all the time. Like, people talk about you, like, because they like, D-Ray's always working. D-Ray's always in a TV show. He's always in a movie.
I fight for comedy. I fought for comics for a long time. I've booked comics. I've paid comics. I'm the first comic flew Michael Blackson to Chicago ever and paid him. I've done it when I was young. I wanted to get into that side of it, and I love that they love my comedy. But when I'm not here, is what people don't worry about. I want all of them. If I stop writing jokes right now and never put out no other jokes, all I have is my you know what I put out before. I want people. My name's attached to my jokes, and I want their name attached to their jokes.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
You know what I mean? Because it's you. It's who you are, and it's what you leave behind. Like, you put everything else in quotes. We quote books all the time.
It's your song.
It's your song.
Yeah. Bro.
So that's all, man. That's all I want for comics.
So now they got you on here, bro.
On what?
It says produce. It's just the intro. Producer Kanye West, composer Kanye West, lyricist Kanye West, additional vocals D-Ray.
Ain't no additional vocals. Listen, it's only my vocals.
No, associated performer D-Ray.
I'm associated. It's all me.
It's on here.
Yo, that's me, dog.
This title.
Look, if I had to talk like him, maybe you understand me. That's all me. Don't you not get that? How is it associated? Yo, Charlamagne, how is the association when I want to associate with nobody in the pool?
I'm with you, bro.
On my Kanye.
Wake Up Mr. West. Let me see if you're...
It's all me.
They got you. Wake Up Mr. West, you on that too? Same thing.
Assisted. I insist nothing.
They should have put your last name, though, because D-Ray could be the activist. It could be... For real.
What are you talking about? I get that all the time. What are you talking about? I got cursed out over... And you know what he gets? I get cursed out over D-Ray the activist. You know what he gets? Great show. Good show.
You killed it last night.
You rocking it. And he just CC'd me. I get death threats. I can't send them to him.
Yo, add D-Ray's last name, man, and send him a plaque for the first 2 hours.
Please, man.
You owe that.
So this weekend you out at Caroline's.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I do comedy.
Yeah, you do comedy. You're at Caroline's this week. So how's it getting back out into the world? Because, I mean, the world was shut down and everybody's stuck in the house. How's it been back out and about? Have you been able to redo your jokes? Because, you know, most people do their jokes based on life experiences, but you've been in the crib.
No, I'm just good. I ain't gonna lie. I'm funny.
Just good.
Look up everybody came to my show. Nobody don't have a good time. I've had 2 complaints in 20 years at my shows. 2 written, like, you seem like you didn't want to be there. And I invited that person back and rocked it the next night. The other complaint was, what was it? All you talked about was those girls or bitches or something like that. And I didn't write back that one because that was true. During that time. That was true. But I'm just, come see me, man. I'm a beast.
Everybody knows that, though. I mean, I'm telling you, dear. I hear it.
So
I hear
I'm going to have a good time at Caroline's. It's what I do. I'm here to have a good time. I want everybody to be as safe as possible, though. You can't make my show because you're being healthy. I don't mind that either.
All right. Well, thank you again, D-Ray, for joining us. You can check him out at Caroline's all weekend long.
Make sure you check out my guy, D-Ray Davis, man. One of the funniest comedians doing it consistently for a long time. And like I told D-Ray, it's true. Like, I hear a lot of comedians. It's 2 comedians people talk about a lot. I don't know if they give them their props to their face. But D-Ray and Corey Holcomb, other comedians talk about them a lot. Mm-hmm. And with reverence.
That's right. Yeah, shout out to D-Ray. All right. And on Saturday, I'm going to be out in Pennsylvania. Sunday, I'm going to be in South Carolina. They do a big car show out in South Carolina?
They do. Where's that? I mean, they always do big car shows in South Carolina, but where is this one? Probably Orangeburg, maybe?
They call it the Big Boys car show.
Orangeburg, maybe upstate South Carolina.
Look like it says Dillon?
Oh, yeah, Dillon, yep.
Dillon, South Carolina. The Big Boys car and bike show. So I'm going to go check them out.
All right.
I'm a host that.
Well, this weekend I'm gonna be in Miami. I'll be doing a Bitcoin event, hosting this panel, and I'll be on there. Rick Ross is gonna be performing at the end of it, and that's on the Seafair. So if anybody's in Miami and they wanna come out, and tonight, if you're at home or you're out and about, you can look at my Facebook audio room that I'm doing, Marseille Martin's Facebook room. It's me and Karen Civil. So if anybody's interested in that, we'll be talking about manifesting your dreams future.
All right. Well, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, my positive note, man, to end the week comes from Marianne Williamson. Salute to Marianne Williamson. We've had her here on The Breakfast Club a couple of times. But Marianne has a quote, "I'm better than I used to be, better than I was yesterday, but hopefully not as good as I'll be tomorrow." We're constantly getting better, people. Have a great weekend.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.